Welcome to Modcast, an official podcast of Politan Civilization site.
Bote Schneiders.
Kenneth Herland.
Tony Keel.
Welcome to Modcast, episode 15. Where is Oscar?
The search for Oscar.
The search for Oscar. Or the search for a guest host. We are joined with today Kenneth Impaler WRG Ferland.
Greetings, Earthlings.
Wouter Locutus Snyders.
Hello.
And me, Tony Garrett Zaka Kiel. Kind of a light cast list today.
Yes, we are missing. We are short one host and guestless.
Yep. And we are guestless. Guestless.
Gastoni was lazy again.
Why is it always me being lazy? I know it's because I'm lazy, but can't we just make up a reason? Like, let's just say Ken caught the clap, and that's why we don't have a guest.
Caught the clap?
Yeah.
Don't even ask.
Okay.
And in the news, we announced a new contest because we have some very sad news about one of our co-hosts.
Today, in the artist's sketchpad, we talked about Ars Moriendi by Say Zareth, The City Interface by Mattastic, John McCain by, well, me, and Paul von Hindenburg by Dutch King.
And today in the code corner with the assimilation mod by Kale.
Okay, in the cartography room, we talked about Tony's very own Mars map. Here's what's been making the news in the Sith community.
But that brings us right into our first news item of the day.
Oh, yes. Oscar had to leave the Modcast because he got a job.
So you mean he was unemployed before? I hadn't known
he
that.
He did the video game Age of Decadence, and that was eating up a lot of his time. And then he said real life nipped him in the bud, and he had to go get a day job. I guess that means he's not going to be on the show for a while, and he says he wants to come back as a guest host.
Oh, well, you can certainly guest host on occasion, but it's definitely less of a time commitment.
Yeah.
Than just be a guest host.
Yeah, we'll miss him.
Of course, this is Tony's side of the story. I think if we ask Oscar, maybe he would say that it was because Tony keeps making fun of his salsa dancing.
His salsa? Ooh, no, he's a brilliant dancer. Oscar's interpretive dance is groundless.
My point exactly.
Okay, but
the defense rests.
Okay,
seriously. There's so much hard work that goes into the show, or we should say actually should go into the show if we knew what we were doing, that all of us do, by which all of us I mean Tony. So people, it's a commitment.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm really sorry. I'm not a very nice person, am I? I'm going to go cry.
To rectify this situation, we here have decided to create an official Become the New Modcast co-host contest.
I like the name Apolloton's Next Top Modcast Host better.
Next Top Modcast
Yes.
Host? Oh. Do you get you get American TV over there in the Netherlands, don't you? Then?
No, not exactly, but they do sort of localize some of your TV shows, some of your crap.
Lucky for you. How lucky for
yes,
you.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, it's like they did it with Disneyland, and they do it, you know, it's like, oh, it's Euro Disneyland, it's Euro-American, oh. It's, you know, because in Euro, it's Euro-Idol, I guess, I don't know.
Oh, man.
Okay, seriously. This contest will consist of you submitting your name and why you think you should be a Modcast host, and then we pick someone.
You can also send us...
No purchase necessary.
No purchase necessary. You can even send us a short MP3 telling us why you want to be a Modcast, because that's what we do. We create MP3s to do the show, so that shows me right there. You know how to do MP3.
Cool. You could put out the... a place for them to upload them.
Just attach them a zip file right to the forum post. Why not?
Well, yeah, zip file would be fine as well.
Yeah.
something. I don't even care. Do you know how to use Skype? Because Skype is really useful. Well, that's how we'll say hi to you.
Yes, you can just pop us up on Skype, too.
This is getting awfully confusing.
Wouter, you say it so people can actually understand, even though...
I think the easiest thing for now is just gauge how many people actually want to join this crazy little circus that we have going on here, this crazy little freak circus. We'll create forum threads both on Apolloton and on CFC, in the CFC creation forum and in the Apolloton community forum, most likely. That those threads should be up by the time you listen to this. If Tony and I can get our schedules worked out.
That's for sure.
So just indicate in those threads if you would be interested in becoming the next host on the show to replace Oscar. And, you know, based on how much feedback we get, how many people are interested, we'll figure out the details of how we will select our host. If there aren't too many candidates, we'll see if we can have everyone on once as a guest to a sort of... audition,
yeah.
Sort of a American
trial
idol like audition process. But of course, if we have 500 reactions, that's not really going to be very practical, and we have to have some elimination rounds. So for now, just indicate if you're interested in joining us, and then we'll figure out the details.
Forum polls will determine who wins.
No, we're not doing a poll forum. That'd be dumb.
Yeah, that.
But that's how all other controversies on the internet are decided.
Well, I'll just make a bunch of account names and vote for myself.
You know what? We can have a poll. We can have a poll, but only on Apolloton, so that I, as admin, can just manipulate it as I like.
Oh, that's real democracy right there. I will manipulate this poll for the betterment of Apolloton.
Yep. That's how we roll.
No admins could do that. Go in and like change the results of a poll. That's just diabolical. It completely destroys my faith in forum polls. No.
I need to work on my evil laugh, but
that was pretty evil, Wouter. I mean, that was
That was kind of like a cow. That sounded like an evil cow. Moo-ha. You know,
the evil cartoon character.
It's more like.
See, Tony has it down.
I have the evil laugh.
But you don't have the ability to manipulate polls.
I do. If any polls in the forum that I have moderator privileges as I can.
That is true, I guess.
So I'm going to create a poll and then subvert democracy.
And what forums do you moderate?
Oh, are actually our very own Modcast private forums.
Okay, but I thought we shared that with Polycast.
Yes, we do. So I could go in there and cause mayhem for Dan, but I won't.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You won't be moderator for much longer if you do that.
No. No. I guess we'll have more details on the threads.
Yeah.
Artist Sketchpad, where we discuss graphics and artwork from the Civ modding community.
I picked out some artwork that I thought was just freaking cool. And Sazerith is releasing a Fall from Heaven unit that, well, it should have been released on Halloween because that's how cool it looks. It is this rider on a pale horse. He's like death, but he doesn't wear a cloak. He's just a big skull face, and he's got this spear with a crystal tip that glows with pale light.
Which one is this? I don't see it in the list of artworks. Is it the first one there by Sazerith?
Yeah, the very first one.
Oh, okay. Well, it's called Ars Morendi. Okay, well, you should have said that. It's like,
yes.
I don't see anything in that in the list.
Ars Morendi by Sazerith.
Okay. Looking at it now, it's... oh, my God. Is that an actual screenshot?
Yeah, that's an actual screenshot.
Jesus Christ.
It doesn't really look like Jesus to me, but if that's what you think it looks like.
Yes, that is an actual screenshot with the background, and...
Yeah, it looks pretty awesome.
That is awesome.
That is I have to say, that is one of the most awesome units I have ever seen for Civ 4. I mean,
this one, that's why I had to put this one first on the list. I'm guessing this looks like he's going for Fall from Heaven, right into Fall from Heaven 2.
Yeah, this is definitely a Fall from Heaven unit.
I like it's like a new spin on the Grim Reaper kind of deal. He's got a spear and he's got no hood.
Yeah, I mean, all of the elements of it are really original. It's like, you've got the guy with the weapon he's carrying is pretty unique. The way the skull is done, and then the chest armor, and then it looks like there's bone armor on the horse too, which is something I've never seen before done.
It's pretty impressive. Say, Zareth, man, you have this down, brother. You are one of the best of the best of the best.
Yeah, I mean, this is like some really nice portfolio stuff. I mean, like, you take this and you get hired with shit like this.
That is for sure. But then they'll pay him for this, and then he won't be able to be, what was he wanted to be? A teacher? I think that's what he wanted to be. I'm not sure. He was on our show, wasn't he?
I think we've had Civ Zareth on.
We had, I think.
We talked about it a million times at least.
That's for sure. Well, I also have another piece of artwork. Now, this one was suggested to us in the CFC forum, so a gentleman asked me to place a couple topics on, and I thought this one was a really short, nice one. But it's just a post, and someone did a interface background for Civ.
Is it just that he changed the color?
I think that's a new interface background.
Oh, that's very nice.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, get the ribbons.
Wow.
Yeah, now I see.
Isn't all that ribbon stuff new and all those, like...
Yeah, yeah.
The Greek pillar kind of thing. That's
all
new,
yeah,
right?
The pillars. Yeah, yeah. Those are the background objects that form the city screen. I mean, they're laid down as little pieces separately. So he's gone into the files and basically remade all of these.
Yeah, they're just flat...
Wow, and the way they continue from like little trade routes, and it kind of goes up around over the city screen. So he's had to line these up so that they do that just quite right.
Yeah, it's really nice.
I really like that.
That's a...
Now you take that, what would be really awesome is like you go through a couple of those for each age that you're in. So it's like a classic age.
You just need a little bit of DLL action and you can get that done. Maybe even just Python.
So sexy.
Yeah.
It could be done through Python, actually.
So, that looks pretty sweet. And then, so this guy has definitely got some talent. And this is Matt-tastic. And all we have from you is this tiny post. We don't have a download for this. We just have the screenshot. Mm. So, Matt-tastic, you should post a thread.
We got to get this uploaded.
Yeah, get this up.
I must play this.
Because we may not even be able to offer this file to the people listening to the show because we don't have a link.
Yeah,
other than the screenshot.
Cool.
But I thought that looked so cool.
It'd be interesting if you combined this with some of the modifications that the bug project has done to actually change the city screen out layout. I think they would be compatible, since this looks like it's done completely through the art backgrounds. And if you drop those art backgrounds into what they're using, I mean, maybe there might be a few places where they don't look so hot, but it would mostly
that
work.
That would be kind of sweet, because we just had them on.
Well, he did also use some Python code, he says, so I don't know if they would be completely compatible, but I'm sure it wouldn't be too hard to mush two together.
Yeah, it looks doable.
Yeah, and he says he's really fond of the progress bars. I think those progress bars are like, look how they're textured.
I think they look much better than
the ones. Yeah, but they're also a bit harder to read, so that's maybe...
They're a little more kind of bubbly, poppy kind of... They feel a little more embossed, don't they?
Yeah, they like you could reach out and touch them, 3D.
Yeah, they feel very glassy. But I think it's worth the look. I mean, they probably just need to be a little larger so that the middle space and the little glass bubble doesn't hit
that
the
would
numbers
be,
as much.
Nice, although that would probably give you some design problems because there's only so much space. But yeah.
Well, they'd only need to be a few pixels taller, I think, in order to overcome that.
Yeah,
or maybe make the text a little bit smaller. That might work as well. But yeah, the bar themselves look quite nice. That's
small
definitely
text
true.
Is bad.
Yes, I like them. I like this whole screen. And he even did that embossing to the tech bar, which is also considerably easier to read.
Well, actually, he's modified the basic structure of how that bar works. So it applies for any bar that's laid down through that technique.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
That bar, every bar you see there is the same game.
I wonder if it would make the bar that comes on the city, the actual city button, I wonder if he could emboss that.
Yeah, that's.
You mean the billboard?
Yeah, the billboard.
Yeah, and that's I think completely hard coded.
Billboard's a separate thing. I've seen some people modify that.
Yeah,
those are hard to modify.
I remember SEO made it wider once, which was really helpful in getting long city names in
there.
That's true. Long production names.
That is true.
So it can be done.
It can be done. All right, I have some art.
More shameless plug of presidential candidates by Tony.
Yes. Shameless plug of presidential candidates by Tony. And this one is John McCain. Now, did we do Barack Obama before, right?
And George Bush before that.
Yeah.
And then we did George Bush before that. This is the third in the series, John McCain.
Yeah, and I see you've done another face peel here. The face peel, it was very nice, but the chin, just the contrast between it and the neck.
Oh, that took hours to even get that good. That's one of the worst parts.
Yeah.
Because when you get a photo and you do a face peel, certain parts of the face aren't revealed in that photo. And if I use multiple photos, the color would be off. So I have to actually, like, create portions of skin to cover up the areas. Like, I want the nose and eyes and lips to all be right off the photo, because those are the recognizable features. But the area around the side of the cheeks and the side of the forehead and neck especially don't come out in a picture in a format that Civ likes.
Yeah, well, it's not so much, it's just the neck seems to be so intensely shadowed, and the face is very bright, as if, like, he's getting a lot of full light on him.
That is true.
And it just seems like an odd contrast there.
Well, you know, as I said, I just spent a lot of time on the neck, and it was not easy to come out nice at all.
Also, I think you should have used that angry face look that you see of him on the internet. You know?
You know what? I tried to get angry face. Do you know what? Guess what leader this is based on?
What ladder? What? Say it again?
Guess what leader do you think
The base leaderhead? Looks like, is it Julius Caesar?
No, it's Sid.
Oh, the Sid leaderhead. Oh, okay, yeah.
And he does not have
now.
An angry face. Sid never gets angry, according to this leaderhead.
No, I don't mean the angry animation. I meant, you know, there's that picture of John McCain where you see on the internet where he's like, you know, and you make that the face.
Oh.
So he's always angry.
I know. I wanted to get him a face of him scowling.
Yeah, yeah.
Because his face will match the model under it. The skin I peel off will make faces. He's just happy in all these pictures. But when you use the Sid leaderhead, which is an Easter egg buried deep in the FPK files.
Yeah, he's the leader of the barbarians.
Yeah, he's the actual leader of the barbarians, and he doesn't get angry. Because he just freezes and stares at you without any motion of his face, because he has no animations. He just gets rigid.
So, being based off of the Sid leaderhead, is that why he's just wearing a regular shirt and not like a suit any politician would? It's like suit with red tie, standard politician garb, you know.
Well, I actually found a picture of him wearing this exact same shirt, so I was like, hey, there's wearing a red shirt.
Of course, but, you know, you can get a picture of anyone wearing a regular shirt, but 99% of the time, politicians, they go around in suits. So.
Well, that would have made it from a 5-hour project to an 8-hour project.
Okay, but you use suits on, like, all the other leaderheads. I mean, they're not hard to do, are they?
They are hard to do. It's called you have to do this skeleton replacement method where you actually remove his body. I would remove that entire shirt and arms off of McCain, and I would remove his arms up to the wrist, and then I would take the shirt and tie off of Roosevelt and, like, maneuver it right over and make the necks meet up, everything nice, and then I would assign every vertex a bone to stick to, every vertex, on that shirt. And it comes out okay, though, but it takes a long time. And I was like, you know what? I'm not endorsing him politically with this much work. So that's what it came down to.
Okay. Also, is there something odd that seems to be like he has like a giant bulb growing out of the left eyebrow or something?
Yeah, what is that?
It's like I think you screwed up the eyebrow somehow with that shot. It almost looks like there's a little lump in his eyebrow now.
Touch his eyebrows, that's just the way he looks. He's scarred up.
Yeah. It's just a weird kind of shadow, I think, created from the way the eyebrow looks.
I did very little editing of this model. The only thing I did a little bit was the nose and the hair. I pulled the hair back off Sid. Because Sid has more hair than McCain.
But not for long.
No! Hey, he's still your boss.
Technically, no, but yeah.
And then there's one last leader head, Paul von Hindenburg by Dutch King. Yeah. And this one looks like a custom outfit.
A giant flaming wreck? No, wrong Hindenburg.
No, this is the guy it's named after.
Oh,
fire of Hindenburgs.
Yeah. He looks a lot like the current German president. I mean, the Bismarck. So,
but
he's taken off the head, modified the hat a bit.
I think it's actually, it looks like to me a Churchill with the Bismarck hat.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. It looks quite a like Churchill.
Really? Churchill?
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously. Some modifications.
And a whole new outfit.
Yeah, the texture on that outfit is pretty flat.
Well, Dutch King's not so much a texture artist as he is a leaderhead creator. He loves making leaderheads, but I would say for that texture...
You mean modeling?
Yeah, he loves modeling them.
Okay.
And what I would say for that texture, all you'd have to do is just take a picture. I love photorealistic textures. They look so well on leader heads. Just paste something real over that red stuff. It'll look a lot better.
Yeah, and the slate color, too, of the rest of the suit. And are those supposed to be buttons? You could...
Yeah, those just take a real button and put it right over...
A bump map or...
Well, I don't... You know, you actually can't use bump maps on these kind of leader heads yet.
Oh, okay. So you'd have to actually model it.
Yeah, you'd actually have to do it from scratch. And I believe some people... I don't have the leader on this topic list, but a couple people are working on from-scratch leaders and fully animated from-scratch leaders.
Yeah, I think I've seen one of those. They definitely take a lot of work without anything to build off of.
Oh, yeah, they are. And you have to do the animation, all the textures. It's... Max, you know, 3DS Max. Ugh, it's a lot of work.
I imagine it would look very good, but yeah,
it did look pretty good. It did look pretty good.
Welcome to the Code Corner, where we discuss Python and SDK mods.
Yeah, the assimilation mod by Kale.
Okay. So, in this one here, basically, whenever you take over an enemy city, it retains knowledge of what its previous culture or player was, and then you can build the unique unit and unique building in that city, but just in that city. So it doesn't spread back to your civilization, and your units don't spread to them. So every city is still only building one type of unique unit and one unique building, but you can just expand yourself, get the cool units of someone. So if you're like the Babylonians and you wipe out the Germans early on, eventually, 1,000 years later, they will give you tanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is kind of nice. I like
it. And it retains a little bit of the old culture beyond just the city name, which you can change. Can you change the city name? I think
I don't see
how it has any effect on city name. That's a completely separate object.
But now you get more culture of the city you just crushed there with the unique buildings and the unique unit, the more of the flavor.
Yep.
I mean, it'll keep more unique units in the game longer, make it a little more interesting. Now, obviously, what he's done here at the code level is he's gone in and added another data member for the city, which is like original owner culture type, and then it will check that instead of the current owner for unique unit and unique buildings being allowed in the city. What can be built.
That's pretty good.
Now, I would add that, you know, like, maybe after enough time, they do eventually, like, assimilate to you and change back over. Or maybe it's how, like, the culture will work. I mean, if he ties it into the culture bar...
Yeah, that would be interesting,
But that means that the cities would for surely be doomed to not always have the unique building, the unique unit available.
That would be the downside, I guess.
But it is kind of weird if in, like, 3000 BC you rush your nearest neighbor and 4,000 years later you can still build their unique unit. That's sort of...
Well, I think it's fair because, you know, that region still retains some identity, you know, even in an empire.
True. Well, I mean, every empire that was ever formed, I mean, they still had cultural diversity within an empire. That's the definition of an empire, really.
Well, I don't know. How much of, Sumer and Babylon, unique elements of their culture, is still present in today's Iraq? I mean, that's pretty much none.
Oh, well, those cities were razed, so it doesn't matter.
Well, let's look at Italy, then. How much of Etruscan culture is still present in Italy today? I mean, it was all assimilated into
Rome. Actually, there is a distinct region you can tell, you know. It's like this is that area of Italy versus the south of Italy are still culturally distinct, even though people from outside the region usually just gloss over the difference.
Thank you, Professor Walter.
There are indeed, differences between northern Italy and southern Italy, but that stems more from medieval times when the southern half was Byzantine and the northern half was basically Holy Roman. So I don't think you can really say that if you go back far enough, it's eventually these differences disappear. So I do think some sort of, when the city eventually loses its ability to build these separate unique buildings, that would make sense.
Well, make it slow, because that culture bar gets... Make it so it would only do it if it was 100% your culture and not the old one. That would give me enough time.
There's also another reason why you might want to tone this down a little bit, because I did play a couple of games with this, and I did notice when I started with Mali, I immediately conquered Persia, and I got an extra unique unit, and with two unique units at my disposal, I conquered the Chinese, and then with three unique units at my disposal,
brutal.
So it really sort of disrupts the balance and gives aggressive warmongers quite a strong advantage, because you have four or five unique units available.
I can see a skirmisher immortal.
Isn't that why you would download
combo
this mod to
sounds
do that?
Pretty brutal.
Yeah, it is fun to do, but in the long run, it's not really good for your balance.
That's true. I would get, because you could get probably some vicious combos if you had nothing but unique units.
You need to be a little bit lucky in what kind of neighbors you have, of course. And I think in my specific game, I was pretty lucky that way.
Yeah, I mean, if you're conquering the Incas, but you're already in the Middle Ages by now.
Yeah, I mean, then it doesn't matter, and you just get this building, and you could argue that it's kind of hard to unbalance that because you can only build one in each city. But with the unique units, you have to be careful.
True. I don't see much trouble with unique building.
They're not that strong, unique buildings. But, they're borderline.
The other... Oh, here, how's this for an idea? You can build the unique building, you can use the unique thing for any civ once there's any culture in the city. So actually, if the city gets conquered multiple times, you could even do that. But there's a bonus for it that is dependent upon what percentage of your culture is. So we'd actually have to, double the price of everything. So if you have 100% culture in your own cities, you build your unique unit, double fast, so it actually comes out to be the same. But if you take over another city, and, now you've whittled their culture down to, 10%, you can build their unique unit, but it costs you a ton. So as you culturally assimilate them, it gets harder and harder
until
to make
price.
Unique unit.
Be reasonable.
Yeah, until it's doubled. And then once it's even gone completely, it might be, if they have zero culture left.
Well, you know, one of the BTS additions was that you could build your unique unit even if it was obsolete.
Mm-hmm.
I think you could build a lot of obsolete units in BTS.
But the whole system of obsoleting a unit that works mathematically, it's like this unit upgrades to that unit, so it makes it obsolete.
Yeah, but you can still use obsolete units one step behind you.
Oh, okay. That'd be nice, because sometimes I want I just want a cheap little defender or something to go scout the fog, and I'm like, I don't...
You need to play more. You did too much designing on BTS and not enough playing.
In the cartography room, we talk about maps and simple scenarios.
Yeah, and, well, we can talk about my last file, because this was also my first file that I... The last topic for today, and the first file I ever made for Civ. And I just recently updated it to BTS.
Yeah, that was kind of weird. Why on earth did you make this for Civ 4?
Why did I make a Mars map for Civ 4?
Yeah, why not for BTS?
Well, I made it for Civ 4 because that was all that was out.
Oh, this is an old thing or something? Mm-hmm. Oh, I see you now.
This was made. This is one of the first files out on the game.
Okay. I thought it was odd that I was messing around with it for 20 minutes trying to get it to work, and then I noticed, shit, this is for C4, not for BTS.
Yeah, the BTS version is in the file. It has a more modern file upload.
Yeah,
in the database.
Yeah, you only have to make, I mean, two or three changes to get it to work with BTS, but yeah, you didn't
actually
make those
changes. The Civ 4 version crashes BTS.
No, it doesn't crash. It makes you retired. It automatically retires you at the start of the game, so you can't actually.
Yeah, I call that a crash. I don't know.
Yeah,
I call that a crash.
But it's not that much work to convert this Civ 4 file into a BTS file.
What I did. I went in and just cut and pasted a little while and got it working.
Uh-huh. Okay. So where's the download for that? Because I didn't see that.
Read it. Read the thread.
Oh,
the first post.
I see. Now you have one file attachment and then a separate link above that. I didn't notice that. That's confusing.
I kept the file attachment just because there's so many downloads on it. I was
proud. Yeah. Well, you caused me to download the wrong file then.
Yeah.
You need to put a big warning. This version is obsolete.
I did. I put like two warnings.
Oh, okay.
Maybe we should talk for people who are listening about exactly what this is.
Well, this is...
Oh, yeah.
This is the version of Mars made for BTS based on science fiction as if Mars was somewhat terraformed. But still...
As in the Red Mars, Green Mars...
Oh, exactly. In fact, that was the series I was reading at the time when I decided to make this map. So I based it somewhat off of their map, but I also changed it a little bit. But the start locations are varied, and only a portion of the map is even habitable. A lot of it's just open desert and tundra, and craggy mountains like Olympus Mons and stuff like that. And if you play the map, you'll also notice that major landmarks in Martian terrain have little landmark tabs. So it tells you, oh, which mountain is this? This is Lysia Mons. This is Pavonis Mons. You can actually build a city right there in the crater.
And why would you want to do that?
Crater cities surrounded by impassable, useless mountains.
Well, except for one entrance into the mountain crater. Mm.
Yeah, that's going to become an economic powerhouse, I can already tell.
Yeah, you build a lot of mines. Subsidized food.
Well, you know what you'd have to do? You'd have to combine this with, like, a mod where you, like, heavily modified the factions to, like, actually take them from the book, and then you're kind of getting into slightly smack-ish territory there. But you'd have a red faction, and they would get, like, a huge bonus on these desert tiles, so they'd actually be encouraged.
Well, if you look at one of the first posts to the thread, it was the old guy JPG who did the moon mod. And he wanted to do the Mars mod, but he never finished the moon mod.
Yeah. If you can't get to the moon, the Mars is a lot further away.
It basically went like our NASA space program.
Yeah. Well, it looks like an interesting map. I just want to consider this one Civ, at least in the game, which I started, and I seen the radar map of your screenshot. It's exactly the same way. One Civ starts near an inland sea, and that's a really, really crappy area to have to start. Along the coast, the terrain is much, much better. Along the coast of the main sea.
Actually, the best start location I've noticed in the game is out in the middle of the desert. There's a broken aquifer, which is an underwater water supply, and it spills a river with floodplains all over it, and grassland all over it, just packed with resources. And if you start there, you're actually going to be a powerhouse, and you can conquer and get up to the coast. Because there's only one sea, because Mars is weirdly shaped. The northern part of Mars is all ocean if there was water on Mars, and the southern part just has inland seas, like Wouter said.
Yeah, it's otherwise higher in elevation and is almost entirely desert.
Yeah, and it is high in elevation, and there's a lot of hills to represent a lot of the craggy terrain.
Yeah, I think like the maximum elevation difference on Mars is huge compared to what it is on Earth here. I mean, the tallest mountain on Earth is a couple miles high, and the lowest point in the ocean is a couple miles down, but mostly, it's about 1 mile above or below what the average is. On Mars, like the high places are like 10 or 20 miles above the low spots on the planet. So if they were to terraform it, you know, like even there would be such an air pressure difference alone that, you know, the high areas would be unbreathable if you had a breathable atmosphere in the low places.
Well, that's why I made a lot of the high areas very inhospitable, tundra and deserts.
still not having green forests or anything like that. And you can see, if you look at the first thread, I included a couple pictures, including the picture I used to make the map, that NASA terrain contour map. And if you go to the, what is the big, there's a big Martian crevasse network. I even added that in.
Valley Marineris.
Yep. Just one little thing. I noticed that there was like an aluminum tile in the middle of the ocean. Is that a mistake or a what's that? Like, what the hell?
That sounds like a mistake. See if you can build a mine on it.
Yeah. Mm.
No, you see, the ocean on Mars is so rich in metal, you know, that you can.
See, there you go. See, it wasn't a mistake after all.
Yeah, and I imagine that there's iron everywhere, right? Come on. We all know
There's aluminum everywhere. There's even aluminum in the ocean.
Yeah, because it's Mars, you know. There's iron oxide everywhere. Iron everywhere.
And there's copper everywhere, and there's all kinds of good stuff. Mm-hmm. But not so many horses, and I don't think there's a single elephant on that map.
What, but pigs and cows you got plenty of? I mean, like, you got rid of all animals, right?
We got some sheep, and we got a few animals, but only in the areas where animals live. On the big wastes, there's only metals and irons and stuff like that. So the habitable areas have all of the animals, and the inhabitable areas have just only a few resources, strategic metal resources.
You know what else we need?
It's a rough map.
More xenofungus.
Xenofungus sounds good. I've been working on some xenofungus. Mm. I got some xenofungus files for the smack mod, and I got some xenofungus growing between my toes.
Okay, DMI.
Call us if you have any feedback. In North America, the number is 301-637-7659. That's 301-637-POLY. In Europe, it's a UK number, 441-212-888-7659. That's 441-212-888-POLY. You can Skype us at The Polycast or email at polycast@apolyton.net.
The only thing worse than being talked about is not being talked about.
For more information on Modcast, our sibling show Polycast, or about Polycast in general, log on to the series' official website at polycast.apolyton.net.
Alright. We had a good episode. We do have, once again, I will mention, I can't wait to see who submits to our little contest we're going to have. I can't wait to see who wants to join us.
Unless, of course, no one wants to join us.
Then I'm going to feel like the biggest dork. Guys, you don't want to make me feel like...
Nobody loves us.
Yeah, we're going to feel like such jerks. We're going to be like, oh, they don't even like us to want to join our show.
To be fair, I don't even like you, so...
I would feel so depressed. Well, I know. Me and Wouter have kind of a professional understanding of each other, you know. I know Wouter is an elitist from Netherlands.
And I don't understand you in the slightest.
I guess you never will, Wouter.
I hope so.
You never will. You might take need an IQ drop or two before you can understand what I'm talking about. We will see you again in a couple weeks. Today, we were joined with Kenneth, Impaler WRG Ferland.
Bye-bye.
Wouter, Locutus Snyders.
Bye.
And me, Tony Garrett Sidzakakil. Bye. I hope to hear from the applicants. See you soon.
Yes, beat down our doors, please.
Record date.
July 20th, 2008.
Sound clips copyright Civilization IV and the Warlords and Beyond the Sword expansion packs. Copyright 2008, Apolyton Civilization site at apolyton.net.